Another Democratic hopeful, Dick Gephardt, chimed in yesterday on the issue of the day, gay marriage.
I'm not for gay marriage laws. I am for civil union laws. I just think civil unions is what can be accomplished. That's what we need to do. People need to be treated equally.
Those remarks, of course, prompted by the Massachusetts court ruling on gay marriage, a ruling that President Bush denounced. One more issue, along with war, money, and medicine, for our guest political commentators to chew on. Welcome once again, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of The New York Times.
Good to be with you.
Good to be with you.
E.J., your thoughts first. Might next year's elections somehow turn into a referendum on same-sex marriage?
I don't think it will turn into a referendum on same-sex marriage, but I think this is clearly a classic case of a wedge issue the Republicans could use. The new poll by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life and the Pew Research Center, I should disclose, I was involved in this poll with the Pew Forum, showed that Bush supporters were overwhelmingly against gay marriage, 78-15. Democrat, people who said they wanted to vote for the Democrat, were split right down the middle, 46-48. Conservative Democrats against, and conservatives and moderates against, liberal Democrats for. So this is an issue that can be used to pull some votes away from the Democrats. The difficulty, I think, is that there's a lot of other evidence that on gay and lesbian issues, Americans are more open, more tolerant. Bill Galston at the University of Maryland likes to describe us Americans as tolerant traditionalists. And I think the trick, if they do try to use this as a wedge issue, will to be to use it and not look intolerant. And that's not necessarily easy.
David Brooks, what do you expect in this regard?
Well, the first thing you notice is that Democrats do squirm when the issue comes up. I mean, we heard that Dick Gephardt quote. I can't believe he really believes that. Does he really believe that his daughter, who is a lesbian, should not be allowed to get married if she wants to? And I think it's just a case where Democrats are uncomfortable because they know the position that I suspect many of them believe is the correct position is not the popular position, and they're trying to waffle, and that hurts. On the other hand, I do agree with EJ that it's a problematic issue for the Republicans. Paul Gigot, the editorial page editor of the Wall Street Journal, has a rule, which is that every party that raises the issue first suffers. People just don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a possibility it could, over the long run, turn into the Prop 187 for the Republicans, for the National Republican Party. Prop 187, you'll recall, was the anti-immigration referendum in California, which seemed certainly popular at the time. Republicans loved it. Over the long haul, it destroyed the Republican California Party because it left an unsavory taste in people's mouths. And if Republicans go about this the wrong way, if they attack homosexuals themselves, it will be terrible for them. If they attack the judges who are trying to impose this on the country, then I think it's a sure winner.
Next topic, the president is in London. We heard from a British protester here yesterday describing him as the most unwelcome visitor there since William the Conqueror. David Brooks, where is the silver lining in a state visit in which a speech to Parliament is considered too politically risky?
I guess I'd say the silver lining is in the bloody-mindedness of the British people. I was certainly struck by a poll in The Guardian yesterday, which is a left-wing or liberal British paper, which showed support for the war rising in Britain as casualties mounted. And they've got that Dunkirk thing going on, that when they suffer a setback, there is a certain rallying around in the British public. And I think he'll benefit from that. And the other thing the poll revealed is that by a large majority, Brits still do think America is a force for good.
Force for good in the world, yes.
In the world, which is not to say they'd vote for George Bush tomorrow. But I think there is some lingering support for the war. And in this country, we've wiped away the soft support the war had. But there is still a spare majority, but reasonably solid support, even despite all these casualties.
EJ?
I think it's embarrassing to us that we are used to so much softer politics that we can't put up with the British parliamentary system with the heckling. But I think one of the things that's happened in Britain is that they experience the intense opposition and all the questions about the war with the dodgy dossier and all that earlier on. Their sector in Iraq is, by and large, a safer sector. Perhaps it's also a less challenging sector
than down in the south.
And so I think the news flow has been very different, and that might also explain why numbers which are shifting, if they're shifting anywhere against the war here, are shifting a little bit in favor. But I don't think there's ever been any doubt. I mean, Britain at heart is pro-American. There just are a lot of British people, like people in the blue states in the United States, who are against President Bush.
Well, finally, back to Washington and prescription drugs. There is a Medicare bill that's backed by the Republicans, And their enthusiastic, if odd bedfellows, the AARP, who are on the air advertising in favor of this bill, as a lot of Democrats are opposed to it. EJ, what is wrong with this picture?
I've never heard so many Democrats so angry at an interest group as Democrats are at the AARP, and they have all kinds of theories as to why the AARP, from the Democrats' point of view, sold out. And the AARP itself is saying it's getting tons of mail and email criticizing their position, endorsing the Republican bill. The bill itself is a mishmash. It's a kind of incoherent bill that, yes, it increases spending on prescription drugs, has all kinds of curlicues that Democrats worry are going to hurt Medicare in the long haul. You could have put together a much more coherent bill than this one.
David Brooks, what do you make of this AARP, GOP axis on Medicare bill?
It's certainly odd. Republicans don't even stay in hotels that have AARP discounts. They stay in upscale hotels. I guess I can see the AARP's thinking, and it might have been, and I'm imagining this, but listen, this bill, while a mishmash, gives us something of what we want, gives us some benefit, is a reasonably large chunk of spending for a Republican administration to endorse. They could have thought, well, if we can have a Democratic administration in 2 years, maybe we'll get a lot more. But suppose Bush wins again. This might be the best offer we get over the next 6 years. So we might as well grab it. And that's roughly the calculus that Ted Kennedy, who now opposes the bill, but who endorsed a different version earlier on, went through, saying, hey, let's grab what we can get right now.
But he's not saying that today.
Right, no. Ted Kennedy thinks that he was willing to go pretty far to meet the Republicans, but now this is a compromise of Republicans with more conservative Republicans and a couple of Democrats thrown in. It would be as if the Republicans were voting for a bill negotiated between Ted Kennedy and Hillary Clinton.
But the other factor here is that a lot of Democrats just do not want to give the president a victory and do not want to be seen cooperating with the guy they're labeling as the second coming of Beelzebub.
And there is a new poll that shows that if there is no prescription drug benefit, the public is much more inclined to blame the Republicans than the Democrats, so the Republicans really do want to pass something.
EJ, David, thanks a lot once again.
Thank you.
EJ Dionne of The Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of The New York Times.